5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dodgeball.
The Boston Children's Museum is like a playground full of science. Every exhibit is fun and interactive, yet each manages to teach, sometimes subtly, sometimes obviously. One such exhibit is electronic dodgeball. The players stand in what looks like a lighted dance floor, running and leaping in frantic attempts to prevent the image of a moving ball from touching their feet.
Attempts that are not always successful.
Oh, you're out. Please leave the floor. Ready?
Electronics are often criticized for causing today's youth to be less active. In recent years, children have spent more and more time in front of the TV or computer, and less time outside. Many people feel that the rapid development of electronics, and particularly electronic games, is undermining the physical activities that are such significant parts of kids' development. As such, they are sometimes pointed to as a factor in the rising rate of childhood obesity.
While this may often be the case, at the Children's Museum, the very same electronic technology used in those video games is being successfully used here to get kids to be as active as if they're playing traditional sports.
The Children's Museum prides itself on teaching kids and getting them to be active in ways that are often unexpected and unconventional. The dodgeball game is a perfect example of this, using technology that typically causes kids to be inactive, but instead doing the exact opposite.
This is Tom
and Ben
from Terrascope Youth Radio.
Game over.